AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Washington, D.C. has recently avoided getting the worst of snowstorms that have hit the Northeast. It doesn't look like it's going to be the case this time around.
I've lived in D.C. most of my life, and I don't know that I have lived through a forecast like this. It's an extremely large storm. It will last for 36 hours.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says D.C. could get blizzard conditions and as much as 20 inches of snow over the weekend. This is a big storm and is expected to get started sometime tomorrow. Governor Pat McCrory is getting ready in North Carolina.
The western parts of the state are expected to see very heavy snow. Snow, sleet, and ice are expected in the parts of the Triad in the central part of the state. Gusty high winds, ice, and rain are expected in northern coastal areas.
And the storm is going to have an impact on New York City.
Anyone who has the illusion that they're going to be taking big trips on Saturday and Sunday, get that out of your mind. It's not happening.
That's Mayor Bill de Blasio. High winds are forecast as well, which means the potential for power outages and flight cancellations. Secretary of State John Kerry says it's likely some of the sanction relief money going to Iran under the nuclear deal will go to groups determined to be terrorists. Kerry says there's little they can do, but there's no evidence yet to suggest such transfers have been made. He rejects Iran's criticism of Washington's use of punitive sanctions.
We use sanctions when we think they are appropriate in order to counter behavior that we believe has broken the law or challenge the United Nations Security Council or threatens the United States.
Officials in Iraq say two powerful Shiite militias are the top suspects in the kidnapping of three Americans last weekend in Baghdad. One of the militias named as a suspect is backed by Iran. Stocks are rising as energy stocks bounce back from big losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 252 points. This is AP Radio News. A judge in Britain says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved a plan to kill a former agent who became a critic of the Kremlin. Alexander Litvinenko died in 2006 in London after drinking tea laced with a radioactive poison. Litvinenko's widow, Marina, wants the British government to take steps against Russian agents operating in Britain.
I'm also calling for the imposition of targeted economic sanctions and travel bans against named individuals, including Mr. Patrushev and Mr. Putin.
Patrushev is a Russian security director at the time of the killing. Moscow has always strongly denied being involved in Litvinenko's death. The Russian ruble hit another historic low against the dollar today. Currency slid across the former Soviet Union and against mostly because of lower oil prices. There was a slight recovery. A spokesman for President Putin says the situation there is not critical. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.